on a big foamy head, the political show.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is a first. And so we're doing a couple of things different. We're not in the studio. We're at a remote location, the exotic, lush, tropical environment that is Mike's house.
Which is because it's 86% humidity and 98 degrees outside. That's tropical.
That is very tropical. Yeah. That's right. We are in the death heat. It's going to be a cool, balmy 99 degrees Monday. And what was that last Sunday? The heat index was 120.
Yes. Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Hot is the way it is, period.
So the heat makes people crazy. It does two things. It makes you want to drink a beer, and it makes you crazy.
Oh, you're playing with my leg.
I'm sorry. Well, I thought you liked that. No? I'll put my shoes back on. So the crazy part, apparently, is in the politics. And we've had a standing rule on Big Foamy Head for over 5 years. We don't talk about politics because it gets, you know, it can get too inflamed.
Yeah.
And people don't know what the hell goes on here. But it's just gotten so insane. We have got to cover it.
It's crazy in this town.
It's our civic duty. Mm-hmm. I think it's our political duty to enlighten all the listeners around the world, mm-hmm. because don't move here. Stay away. Protect your children. Don't let them come here, because it's crazy here. But it's
going to get better real soon.
That's what I was going to say.
They're going to annex.
But this is like the tide before the storm, or the calm before the storm, yeah. Right? Okay, so we need to kind of recap some of the weirdness going on. Now, we've ever so often let slip about King Willie.
Right.
Mayor Willie Harrington. And he got finally, thank God, he got into enough trouble, legal and otherwise, that he was out of the mayor's office. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of got into something. And so now we've got A.C. Wharton, who's a nice guy.
Well, don't forget, he tried to run for congressman.
Well, that's what I'm leading up to.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm leading up to. So Mayor Willie, King Willie, who was, would you agree that when he was first mayor, he defeated then-Mayor Dick Hackett by a very narrow margin.
Uh-huh.
First officially elected black mayor of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
We don't count the Patterson mayor, who was an interim mayor, or...
Well, I don't remember him.
It was prior to Dick Hackett. It was in, okay, I want to say, early 70s or late 60s. I'm not 100% sure. And then the only other black mayor was during the yellow fever epidemic.
Okay.
When white people were dying.
Yeah, nobody wanted to be here.
Well, they could. They're dead.
Yeah.
So Willie Harrington was, it was a historic election, and he was doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And then he just went insane. As the years went by, three terms, four terms.
Who?
Willie Harrington. How many times did he get elected?
I thought he had like eight or something.
I don't know. It's
a bunch.
Yeah, you're right. I lost count.
Yeah.
But it went to his head, and he thought he was untouchable.
Yeah.
And he just got crazier and crazier, and so finally he didn't run. And we got a new mayor in. We had a good interim mayor who, personally, I thought should have stayed mayor, because he was just taking names and kicking ass. But the guy in there now, A.C. Wharton, nice fella. Everybody likes A.C.
Yeah.
He's relatively harmless. He's not doing anything. Events were set in motion. You know, he's getting a little credit for it, but really, it's, you know. So it's all good on the mayor front. But Willie couldn't stay the hell out. And this is where it got weird. He campaigned against Senator Steve Cohen,
mm-hmm.
running for Congress. Now, Steve Cohen is a white man representing a predominantly black district.
Yeah, all black. Yeah.
All black. But he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've had occasion to meet him and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hell of a guy.
Well, he's responsible for our lottery.
True. True.
The state lottery that we got. He brought that in. Mm-hmm. And he's done some good for the black community as well as the white community.
Yeah. And he keeps getting voted in.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, Willie Harrington just felt like he should have that seat. And he ran, in this day and age, on the race card.
Mm-hmm.
And his campaign tactic was to show a picture of all the elected officials in the Senate, and there were no black people.
Yeah.
And he said, just one? Or, you know, what's wrong with this picture? Or something.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Him and his crazy-ass campaign manager was it Chisholm or who the hell was that?
I can't remember who it is.
See, we blocked it out.
Yeah.
But they were just, they were playing the race card the whole time.
That's all they had. That's all they had.
And so the irony was that the more they played this race card, the more the black community distanced themselves. And previously, they loved the hell out of Willie. They kept electing him, but he kept getting crazier and crazier. So,
well, he didn't bring anything to the table other than, there's no blacks in Congress. Hire me. Vote for me.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That was the only reason, and I think they're smart enough to know that doesn't fly.
I completely agree. And don't you think those some of the crazy shit he was doing, the boxing match?
Oh yeah, wanting to box him and wanting to debate him and yelling and screaming at him and meeting him. You know,
he's crazy. But you remember the deal that he did with the boxing match that he and was it Joe Frazier or somebody did? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
I know.
It was just like, look at me. Yeah, I did Golden Gloves. It's like, yes, you did, Willie, 45 years ago.
Yeah. I think it was George Foreman, wasn't it?
Was it George Foreman or Joe Frazier?
Frazier? I can't remember.
It was one, but it was just, it was a bad, it was a bad idea.
And
it
was, what was he, 70?
He's 72 now, I think. 71, 72.
How old was he when he did the boxing?
66?
Yeah.
Something like that. He was, I mean, you know, past his prime, obviously, but in good shape, you know, whatever. But he did crazy shit like that and just thought he was untouchable. And everything he did smacked of corruption and greed and everything. So,
him and Rob Blagojevich need to be sharing a cell.
Oh, man, speaking of which, sidebar on that, did you see where he got convicted? On one
count. Just one count. Yeah, one count, man.
Was he going to, like, pay a fine?
I think he's paying people off is what he's doing.
Yeah, more power to him, man. You can get away with that. But so Willie ran against Steve Cohen, and Cohen got endorsed by the NAACP, by, I forgot, the Black Democratic Caucus, I think it was. And the icing on the cake, Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Endorses him.
Uh-huh.
Willie got jack shit.
Nothing.
He got nobody's endorsement.
I think the police union came out in favor for him, too.
For Cohen.
Cohen. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that anybody supported him other than, than his mother, who he dearly loves.
Right.
Talks, you know. The woman has, you know, my admiration.
Well, you know, Cohen blew him away by, like, 40% or something.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. It was like just unheard of. So, yeah, it was an ass whipping. And so I think we can finally, hopefully, please, knock on wood.
Hopefully he's buried and under the ground.
Gone.
With a tombstone.
Gone. And, you know, live out the rest of your days in silence.
You know, and I'm not too certain that we're in that good a shape with what we have in there now. I mean, we're... I didn't like the way... No, I'm talking the mayor.
The mayor. You're right. Somebody said that Mayor Horton is the rest mayor. We're taking a rest from all the drama and bullshit because you got A.C. Horton, he's a nice guy.
Right.
Everybody says he's a nice guy. They like him. He's personable. He's not ruffling feathers. He's not making waves. He's just kind of coasting, cruising along. And he's.
And see, that's what he did in the county, and now the county's in debt so bad.
Well, that's true. Which brings us to our next political topic, the county mayor. Now, so you know who the situation was.
Uh-huh.
It was
Joe Ford. The Ford machine.
Exactly right. And the Fords are.
And see, you can say Cohen helped break down that Ford machine, too.
That's true.
I think he did.
He did.
He played a big factor in it.
And he's a good guy. You know, I got nothing against Steve Cohen at all. The Ford machine, though, that's what I think we did a couple of years ago when John Ford was doing all his insanity.
Oh, man.
Driving, shooting a shotgun at cops.
Yeah, MLGW.
Or MLGW. Yeah. And
shooting a gun on the road.
That's it. And
truckers boxed him in on the interstate, and opened up his sunroof and fired a pistol.
Yeah, he's crazy.
An idiot.
And his wife is crazier.
Yeah, she lives right out here in our town.
Yeah, and she drove her car into a house.
Yeah.
And... What else did she do? She ended up doing time. And then Ford, John Ford.
Then his baby mama's crazy, too.
Yeah, his baby mama's crazy. But John Ford finally, the Tennessee Waltz Sting, finally threw his ass in jail. And so little Harold Ford, son of former Senator Harold Ford.
The Ford family, there's been good ones in the past. Harold Ford. Although he had some impropriety about him, didn't he help with some, civil rights or advancing the cause a little bit?
And he probably did some good, but I think he probably, the political game, it was the machine, and
that's where it began, wasn't it?
Pretty much. And, but their funeral home, there was a deal not long ago, well, I say not long ago, 5-6 years ago, where they were burying people in caskets, digging them up and reselling the caskets.
Yeah. See, that was where the Fords, just to put it in perspective, they're the Kennedys of Tennessee.
Right.
Of Memphis. And they own this and that. And the funeral home is the big thing. They'd love to have some funeral homes. I don't get that. But that's what they do. And they get all kinds of kickbacks and all kinds of this. And what was the drunk one? The woman. Remember? She was like, one of them got kicked out.
And Ophelia.
Ophelia. And she was just raising hell about Depp. And she was one that last year?
You ain't hitting on nothing. That's what she said.
You just stupid. You just dumb.
You just dumb.
And we played that soundbite over and over. I mean, she's just nuts. And all of them now just seems like, whatever good there was in Harold and little Harold, it's been totally undermined by the dumb shit Fords. And they're just
crazy,
riddled with it. Which brings us to the current Ford, or now not so current Ford, the last Ford.
Joe Ford.
So Joe Ford, when A.C. Wharton, the nice mayor, left, and of course, because we can't do anything right, we have two mayors. We have a city mayor and a county mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And the county mayor is like, I was told this, more or less, that it was kind of a semi-authority, that they really didn't have that much authority, but it was still, it's just some craziness. Oh, you got Ophelia pulled up?
Uh-huh. You want to listen to her?
Yeah, let's hear her. See what she got to say for herself.
You got to give me a better explanation than what you did. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If you.
This is when she's drunk, right?
Still get to the department. He's just reporting on the audit. He's not responsible for any of the things that are in the audit. He's just reporting what the audit is.
Yes, sir, Chairman.
Senator Ford, you recognize
him. It's later. She drunk.
For either one of you. Now, there's a 48-hour turnaround time for a death certificate for someone to be buried. What are you all talking about with all these 60 days? Is a person buried? Is it pending on the death certificate? What are you saying?
You have to see her.
It would have nothing to do with the death certificate, all of that again.
But the funeral directors are the ones that has everything to do with the death certificate.
Yes, ma'am.
We have to turn them around in 48 hours.
But it has nothing to do with us. Again, that would be the medical examiner that would determine the actual cause of death. That would be in.
Would it be pending on there? Or would the child be buried?
You would have to ask the medical examiner. We have nothing to do with that.
I can't believe you don't know the answer to that.
It has nothing to do with the Department of Children's Services, with all due respect, Senator.
The 40 has pending on it in some instances.
Undoubtedly, it must have something, because a death certificate has to be turned around in 48 hours in the state of Tennessee, and really around the country. And I know because I sit on the boards of our National Funeral Directors and Morticians Association. And I can't believe
more money.
Would not know the answer to that. You need to get better knowledge about it.
Better knowledge?
Knowledge.
Get your knowledge.
Oh, this is the good part.
Attorney Milton, I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care what you're saying right now, or the rest of you all are either. You need to get with funeral directors.
Yeah.
And you need to know what's going on. You don't know how many children we bury.
Tell them, Ophelia.
And you don't know how hard it is to get death certificates.
Amen, sister.
You don't know how hard it is.
Tell them.
And what you're talking about ain't hitting on nothing with me as a certified funeral service practitioner.
Amen.
What you're saying ain't hitting on nothing.
I'm standing on the mountain.
Testify. Raise your hand.
And you guys need to get better. And you need to get more educated. And so what you're saying to me is absolutely dumb. Excuse my expression, but it is. It doesn't even make sense to me with all the children that we're burying. And we've got one of the largest funeral homes in Tennessee, probably in the country.
Probably. We bury a shitload
of kids. So what you're talking about ain't hitting on nothing with Senator Ford.
And as you're talking
about... Get yourselves better educated. And you get with the people you need to get with. You get with the professional associations that you need to get with.
Get with them.
Instead of what you're talking about that don't even make no sense.
Oh, thank God she turned the microphone off. God, she's such an idiot.
I'm telling you, man.
I mean, what were they...
Those are the politicians we have.
Yeah. She's just insane. Crazy. So she's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shortly thereafter, you know, said, oh, yeah, I wasn't drunk. And that's the other thing. It's like, they're all a bunch of drug addicts or drunks.
How about Janice full of drugs?
That's the latest crazy fucking thing. All right, so what did you hear? What was your take on the Janice full of love situation?
I heard she was drunk and got on a stripper pole.
But it wasn't just a stripper pole. It was a stripper pole on a riverboat. This was Janice full of love. That is her last name. And she just was getting buck on the Mississippi River doing a pole dance, like all the kids do. And so she was arrested yet again.
Was she arrested then?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the old one. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got distracted by it. When you go to search for Janice Full of Love, you see all her crazy ass stuff that she did. Yeah, what did she do? She said, okay. Oh, look at that. Strippers. Strip clubs in Memphis. Janice Full of Love pole dancing. Memphis strip clubs raid. See, she's tied in now with all of the strip clubs, which has nothing to do with her, right? So she was drunk, and it was some event. I don't know. What is it? What is the event?
Have we found it yet? I don't know. I was trying to figure it out.
Here you go. Here you go.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, Jeff Calkins, who, this guy was a sports writer, but he was just so witty and funny and stuff, they moved him into more of the mainstream. And that was, look at this, look at the quotes. I only regret that I have one life to give to my country, Nathan Hale. The only thing to fear is fear itself, Franklin D. Roosevelt. And yes, I was on the pole.
Janice Full of Love. Great moments in an American oratory, eh?
Is that hilarious?
That's not what you can do for your country. Ask if the pole is going to be available soon.
So it says, the behavior evidently included pole dancing on a Mississippi River cruise, which raises a few interesting questions. Pole dancing on a river cruise? How come Mark Twain never wrote about that? And what do they mean by the term paddle boat anyway? So, and this is full of love. I mean, she's just crazy. It says, in a related story, Full of Love has reported an influx of campaign contributions, all in the form of singles. He tears her ass up. It's so funny.
You'd see the woman's pole numbers.
Possible new revenue source, a pole tax. And that, look at that, the inside of them. With a city council like this one, who needs Platinum Plus? That's so funny. Nah, it's just crazy.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I like to read Jeff. I really, Jeff writes some good articles.
He does. He really does a good job. And he makes light of the situation, but it really is just, I mean, the woman has been either suspended or gone into rehab or something because she's always on medication or doing this or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's nonstop.
Or having illegitimate babies. Yeah.
She's like nonstop crazy. Man. The thing is, you can go and search for her on Facebook. She writes crazy shit daily.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. It's some just crazy stuff. Like, let's pull up Facebook and see what I bet you she's wrote. If you go log into Facebook, we'll find her. So while we're doing this research, you know what we hadn't talked about?
Hadn't talked about the beer.
You got that. So this is, you know, kind of an impromptu thing. So we have some impromptu beers. Mike actually had a real nice selection. So I brought down one, the BrewDog Paradox Smokehead. It's an Imperial Stout brewed with the Smokehead Islay whiskey, Scotch whiskey.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I hope I said it right. It's not Janine.
Oh, well, I put it
Janice on there. Will love. You did it, right? Maybe it's spelling the name wrong. Is it Full of Love? F-U-L-L. I know she's on there. The woman is insane. No, I think we're spelling it wrong. Okay. All right, we haven't found her page yet. But we found a fan page that somebody set up. And if you go search for Janice Full of Love, it's J-A-N-I-S.
Oh, okay.
Full of Loves, F-U-L-L-I-L-O-V-E-S. You'll find a fan page called Janice Full of Loves Drinking Dat Drank. And information about her says affiliation, town drunk / stripper. Her phone is 1-800-HOLLABITCH.
It's more.
Okay, so while we're investigating this Facebook page, we're polishing off the last with the Paradox Smokehead. And BrewDog is one of my favorite breweries because they do those crazy, crazy high alcohol beers.
They do good work.
They do great work. They push the envelope.
Here's to them.
Here's to them. All right.
And we interviewed these guys a while back.
We did, and I hope. You're going to GABF.
Mm-hmm.
Rick's going to be there. I'm still on the fence. But if you get a chance at the World Brew Cup, Brewers Forum, they may show up there. That's where we interviewed them a couple of years ago. And it was a good God, look at that. I get down and go down. Okay. Well, yeah. You go read the rest. Go back to her where she like challenges Facebook, so scroll down a little bit. Now, this is obviously not her, but it's funny as hell. It says, all right, bitches, we got this shit rolling. We be seeing how long it takes for these FB assholes to shut a sister down. Keep your head up and your drink in your hand, because I be balling all day and all night on some balls and breaking down walls. Ain't nothing in life better than freedom and DVDA. I have no idea what it means.
I have no idea.
Oh, here we go. All right, so here they've got some links to some of the articles. Memphis Councilwoman Janice Full of Love apologizes for the pole dancing incidents. Okay, so actually this page is a good page because it's got links.
It's got a lot of links and
crazy ass things. She says, I went overboard because I was trying to do the soul train. What? This is Memphis City Council Member Janice Full of Love sent a letter of apology to the President of the National Black Caucus, the local elected officials. That's the one who endorsed Steve Cohen. And it says she's regional director for NBCLEO, the National Black Caucus, said that she engaged in dancing, including pole dancing, on a river cruise during the group's gathering in Memphis. Okay, so that was the group. They were having a cruise. And so
I'm sure somebody's got it on video somewhere.
Oh, God, you know they do. Yes, I was on the pole. I was having a good time, but I wasn't drinking. Which, you know, she's lying her ass off. I went overboard because I was trying to do the soul train. I was dancing on the pole, and I was just trying to have a good time. Shit. What a nut. Let's see what City Councilman Myron Lauer, a member who worked to bring the conference to Memphis, refused to say whether Full of Love's dancing was inappropriate.
He liked it.
She's dancing like many other people on the boat and having a good time. So that was a good... Myron is not going to say
mm-mm
yay or nay, because this one, kind of hard. Okay, so there's where it says she's been involved in a series of high-profile driving offenses over the last 2 years. Received a formal censure from counsel. December, she pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanors for obtaining a replacement driver's license by lying. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. She spent roughly... they recommended she spend roughly 60 days in jail, but a criminal court judge sentenced her to probation for 11 months and 28 days, 150 hours of community service, random drug screens, alcohol sobriety meetings, and counseling.
And then shortly after that, they found her coming out of a liquor store with liquor.
Yeah. She's just, I mean, shit. She's like our local Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
She really is.
You're right.
She's getting famous for being infamous.
Oh, man.
But she also, the thing is, she actually has a decent job. 3 months later. Oh, there you go. Yep.
Involved in an 08 wreck in Tunica with a seven-year-old girl was injured. No charges were filed. 3 months later, she was photographed slumped over her parked car in Tunica Casino parking lot.
Rehab in October 2008, and in November, the council colleague censured her. Her license revoked in February 2009 for her DUI conviction.
Yeah, this woman needs to go away.
And then, look at that. She was filmed a month later by television crews driving at MIFA, which is a charitable organization, to deliver meals. Mm-hmm. She was then charged with obtaining a replacement driver's license, providing... The woman is crazy.
She is. She's a nuthead.
Yeah, that was a nut nice case. That was the latest. Is that the latest crazy stuff? It's been a whole week.
They're talking consolidation in this city now, which I'm for. I think it'll help this city go forward.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, now, that's where we have to explain again. We have the city, and we have the county. And we have the city mayor, and we have the county mayor. And the consolidation
thing city council and the county council.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've had discussions about consolidating them for God knows how long, right? Mm-hmm. It's been forever, and it hasn't happened. It has never happened, and depending on who you ask, you know, it's just crazy. Oh, look at this. Okay, so here's the Janice Full of Love pages. Fans of Janice Full of Love... 845 people like this. Under groups, we've got We Support Janice Full of Love, Fans of Janice Full of Love, Another Fans of Janice Full of Love, and I don't see her personal page. I think she's got that blocked.
Probably.
Click on the Fans of Janice Full of Love, where we got a lot of people. I'm a fan of her. She's funny as hell. A
lot of entertainment. A lot of entertainment value there.
Well, look. Ursula Adams says, love you, Aunt Janice.
Now, wasn't Ursula on the news?
Ursula Adams? Who's that?
Yeah, I
think
she's...
Is she a news chick? Look, somebody wrote, Janice is enjoying life for real. I think you ought to favorite her, Mike. Yeah, she looks like a real straight up and narrow girl. What is this? Shelly Guy, Morin, keep on moving.
I thought that said Christy Ford Pepper, but it said Christy Ford Parker.
Nah. All right, scroll down. We are attacking Frazier first. If you would like for us to come to your neighborhood, contact... Okay, CDC. I thought we had an uprising going on for a minute there. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. She's a radio personality. Remember, she used to do a radio...
I don't think she's on the radio anymore, though, is she?
No. Oh, here we go. That's how you find her. Janice Full of Love. That's her. She doesn't go by... Her name, Janice Full of Love, she goes by Janice Full of Love. There you
go. Was it L-U-V?
Try it, hit it. Full of Love. You got it, man. Yeah, she's somebody everybody should friend because she's just crazy. There she is, right there. Add her as a friend, Mike. You need to be her friend.
Do I have to?
You do. You got to. You know you like her. She got 678 friends. What's one more? Add her. Do it. Do it, Mike. Add her as a friend.
I can always take her off.
You can always defriend her. Many have. You got to think about that. She has 678 friends, but she has more fans on her page than she does friends. So she's pretty
Who's
popular.
This?
Jamaica Illuminating Light Digs. That's a hell of a middle name, Illuminating Light. Janet's got some interesting looking friends too. Okay, so we got to quit screwing on Facebook. What do we think about the Paradox Smokehead? It's a fine beverage.
Oh, this is a great beer. I feel like I've been drinking scotch.
Yeah, and I'm not a scotch fan, but if all scotch tasted like this, I'd be drinking a lot more scotch. So, like you said, the BrewDog people, great job.
Good and, smoke.
So, why don't we take a break and play something? I got something for you. I started collecting these songs because I know you're a big Wynonna Harris fan.
Yeah.
And you like that kind of, what would you call it? I mean, if you listen to Keep On Churning Till the Butter Comes, you know you know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's some nasty-ass blues music there with a great sound.
Yeah,
so,
good,
so
good sound.
I got one of an early one, and this is by the blues legend Bessie Smith. And
I've heard some of her stuff.
Yeah, this is, I think this is like in the 30s, if not 30s or 20s. But this is Bessie Smith, and Put Some Sugar in My Sugar Bowl.
Tired of being lonely, tired of being blue. I wished I had some good man to tell my troubles to. Seem like the whole world's wrong since my man's been gone. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog on my roll. I can stand a bit of loving. Oh, so bad. I feel so funny. I feel so sad. I need a little steamy on my float. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, hot papa? Come on and save your mama's soul. 'Cause I need a little sugar in my bowl, doggone it. I need some sugar in my bowl. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog between my rolls. You getting different, I've been told. Move your finger, drop something in my bowl. I need a little steamy on my floor. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. Get off your knees, I can't see what you're driving at. It's dark down there, looks like a snake. Come on here and drop something here in my bowl. Stop your fooling and drop something in my bowl.
Need some more?
Yeah, I do. All right, that was Bessie. Put some sugar in my sugar bowl. And I came across a bunch of these. I was, I forgot where I was. Driving down the road in some city listening to Sirius Satellite, and they got these shows that just every so often they do. And this particular one was about it was B.B. King's blues show. They got a guy, I want to say his name's Bill Wax, hosting the show with B.B. It was funny. But B.B. was talking about how he remembers Bessie playing that.
So. He's old enough to remember.
Yes, he is. So it was pretty good listening. It's like, wow, I've never heard this. This is a pretty cool show. So this was their theme, was racy blues or risque blues. So it was pretty cool.
They were doing some of this. There's a station here in Memphis. It's like 89.5.
Yeah, I haven't been able to find them.
It's every now and then I pick it up, and they were doing something similar.
Yeah,
like that old style, racy style blues, and they were. I couldn't listen to but just, you know, 10-15 minutes of it. I had to leave, but
yeah,
it was good. I think it's called Weevil, Weevil.
Oh yeah, I know Weevil, but mm-hmm. I didn't know they were doing that. Okay, very cool.
Mm-hmm. They do a lot of stuff, different stuff during the day, depending on the time.
Very nice. Okay. Well, all right. So we heard Bessie, and we now have our next beer that we cracked up. And what are we drinking?
We're drinking Sierra Nevada, 30th anniversary series, a collaboration of pioneering brewers. This is Charlie, Fred, and Ken's Bock.
Right, and that's the thing. We talked about that. I think we talked about it on a show. They have it on their website. All these guys who were like, when they said the pioneers, they were like pioneers in the craft beer movement. Right. And so each one of them got to work with somebody and brew a beer. So this was, and I think they're doing several. I'm not sure if it's several 30th anniversary ones.
Yeah, there's several.
Is that what it is?
Okay. This is the Imperial Helles Bock. I had the one a while back. It's their port. It's their stout.
Yeah.
This one was called Fritz and Ken's Ale. It's a stout.
And that's for Fritz Maytag? Right?
Yes, I guess.
Yeah. The Anchor Sting, right? Founder of Anchor Sting.
I can live with that.
I'm pretty sure it is. God, I'm drawing a blank.
I am too.
All right, so it's one of them. Look it up. So Sierra Nevada 30th anniversary. And what's your opinion of this beverage?
I think it's well done. Yeah. For you know what it's supposed to be. I'm not a big fan of Helles Bock. The Helles Bock that I really like is a Beta Springs Andy Gator.
I totally agree with that.
But these two beers are not similar in any shape, form, or fashion, you think?
No, not at all.
No.
I got a little, maybe just the tiniest bit of similarity in that, the kind of the maltiness. That's as far as I would go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I mean, like anybody's heard us talk about Andy Gator. I mean,
yeah.
We love us some Andy Gator, especially on the tap in New Orleans.
Now, you know, the couple of sips I've had, it is getting a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a fine drinking beer, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't say 30th anniversary that special. I think it has a little more hop aftertaste than Andy Gator.
Mm-hmm.
The finish is a little hoppier. It's like if you let it sit for a minute, it'll get a little happier. What are you reading here?
Anchor Brewing.
Did he die? I didn't want to say that out loud, but I think he passed away recently. Click on his name there. Let's see. Wikipedia.
I don't think he did because he collaborated on this beer.
But I think that was like the last thing he did. Does it say? Go in there and see if he's got an expiration date. On him. Doesn't say he's dead.
No, he's still at age 72.
Okay,
still
well,
kicking.
Maybe it's one of the other ones.
Here's to you, Fritz.
There you go. All right. Congratulations.
Well, you know, Leinenkugel died.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I don't know. You know, I'm not known for paying attention to details. Like names.
Dates, names,
all that stuff.
They run together.
That's for sissies.
and he made a hell of a dryer.
Yes, he did. Heir to the Maytag fortune and loved him a good beer, right? We just make all kinds of stuff up. Oh, and blue cheese. He makes a fine blue cheese, too.
Really?
If it says Maytag, yeah, it's him. All right. So, I mean, it's a fine beer. We're going to drink it because at $11 for this bottle, it's going to get drank.
It's going to get drank. We're going to get our drink on.
That's right. We need to call Janice Fuller Love. Come down here and
get her over here, man.
So I hope enough people stuck with us through that first half. it just was time to vent.
Yeah, it was.
And it's been, so we got out of our systems. It'll be another 5-10 years before we do this again. I'm looking here at this picture. You're pulling up the Sierra Nevada site of the hops.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent me a picture recently of some hops in your backyard or side yard, right?
That is correct.
And what was that one that you were showing?
Cascade.
How tall? How high up are
20 feet.
Damn.
And they're covered in hops, too.
Yeah?
Absolutely covered.
You think we need to find some kind of infusion device to run?
We might have to do that.
Would that be cool?
Mm-hmm.
Your own hops infusing some really nice beverage that we like.
Yeah.
To take that.
Northern Brewer makes a cartridge filter to put them in.
Yeah?
An inline deal.
How much you got to have, though?
You could put as little as you wanted.
Yeah. Because, see, I wondered about that.
Packet full or whatever.
I know that
pretty cool
Randall, the enamel animal, the Dogfish Heaven, it's like a pound or something. I mean, you got to load that thing up. And
there's old Fritz.
Yeah. There he is. Still alive, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
This is a great little page right here on their website. It shows all the collaborators.
Cool.
And
Sierra30.com. That's the site that I was talking about. It's got some videos where they're talking about it. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, who's Jack McCullough?
Dude likes beer.
Evidently.
Well, what's
he was the nation's first micro brewer.
Yeah. See, the one that got sent to jail, put in the Turkish prison? We don't haul with them.
He looks too happy to be coming out of a Turkish prison.
Well, they might have beat him senseless. You never know.
It was the New Albion, A-L-B-I-O-N,
yeah.
New Albion Brewery in Sonoma, California.
Very nice.
That was back in 76.
Which was way back because...
Yeah, all you had was Bud and...
Yeah. That was when you were really kind of pioneering. And was it the late 70s and early 80s that the whole craft beer movement came back into swing? Yeah. I looked at some of those old judging sheets on the styles of beer.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't that many. So it's
changed a bunch. And speaking of styles, the Cascadian?
That's the one, the black IPA?
Yeah, the black IPAs. They say that'll be a style on that sheet soon.
Yeah.
Probably within
enough,
a year.
Is it? You think it's because there's enough of them coming out that enough
That's
people
what it
have
is.
Begun brewing
everybody,
that type of thing?
Everybody's starting to do one.
Yeah, and I guess that would be how a style would be born.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the double, I'm wondering, and maybe Rick, of course, Rick's not here with us. We forgot to mention that. But this is kind of an impromptu thing. Rick is working a football game.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, Denver Broncos?
Denver Broncos, yeah.
Yeah. So,
doing a fundraiser,
trying
to
raise some
make
money.
Some money for some fine folks.
For the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not here, but he'll definitely be on the next show.
Well, we got a beer dinner coming up, too, September the 9th at Fino Villa. Did you see the beer list on it?
Wait, did it have Victory? Hop Wallops?
No, it didn't
have
Victory.
Okay, then I saw another. What's the beer list?
But you would have had to ask.
Bud Light.
No.
Something good?
Yeah, it was pretty decent.
All right. Well, let's see. We're searching for Fino Villa. And so I'm going to assume this is, of course, the our favorites, the Southwestern distributors are going to be pushing. Ah, it says along with Michael Barziza, son of Steve. Is Michael going to be presenting? Chicken salad over endive paired with Dogfish Head Apricot. Yum. Seared tuna with citrus vinaigrette paired with Harpoon. Okay. Oh, summer ale. All right. Hadn't had that. Braised pork shank with gnocchi paired with Chimay Red. S'mores cheesecake paired with Sam Smith oatmeal stout.
Sounds
really good.
For $35.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal. They have really good food.
Yeah. That doesn't sound bad at all. Okay, so what day is that? September 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And that is...
You're going to be in town?
Yeah, I think so. Not sure anymore. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. You know? That's the thing.
You don't
know
whether to scratch your watch or wind your booty, do you?
That's right. Yeah, the political situation isn't the only craziness going on around here. We got all kinds of family, work, neighborhood, just all kinds of weird shit coming at us left and right.
We got Halloween coming up too, man.
I know.
Ninth is a Thursday.
I get this email. You know, you get all this stuff in your email, mm-hmm. right? It's just like, you remember your mailbox used to be just filled with circulars and just uh-huh. shit.
Now your email box is.
Now your email box is. So I get this, the Old Navy one. They do a lot of good specials mm-hmm. and stuff. But I got this Old Navy one I'm looking at, and it was like highs and lows. It's like, oh, shit, blue jeans, $15. That's dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap.
And directly below it, Halloween specials. It's like,
already?
What?
Holy cow.
It's like, it's just now August.
Too early.
I know. It's like, God. And then on the radio, I heard the Drake and Zeke, and they said, and remember, it's only 175 shopping days left.
Till Christmas.
Till Christmas. It's like, holy shut crap. Up. Yeah, man, we need to hang on to summer a little longer, but that's the only good thing, you know, about the death heat and stuff that we get is we do get an extended summer. Our summer runs through September.
We have a long summer and a hot summer. You know, they're calling for basically 100 degrees all next week.
Yeah.
And here it is, the dog days of August. I guess we deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah. We do kind of do things later. Like our coldest month is February. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right before spring, it's the coldest. And then summer just drags on and on.
Going back to the email deal, mm-hmm. I signed up for Living Social Deals.
Yeah.
And then the Commercial Appeal has a deal, daily deal from Inside Scoop. They're like one-day deals.
Okay, where they're like...
It's like a $15 coupon for $5.
Okay. But you have to subscribe to get
right.
this.
Right. And so I get... Now I'm getting three more emails a day that I don't need.
Yep.
I'm getting ready to opt out of them.
All right. So you are probably not unique in doing this. Probably many people do. And somebody asked me the other day, and they were saying, and I thought this is like pointing out the obvious. You know how when you go to some bars, Flying Saucer here, and they have the fire sale? Okay, the way you know about the fire sale is you walk in the damn door and you look on the chalkboard. Mm-hmm. Now, I think some people, I know, use Twitter mm-hmm. a little bit. And some might use Facebook. But the thing is, still, more people go to their email on a regular basis
sure.
that are, I think, past a certain age. Now, if mm-hmm. you're talking about the kids, no, they're all over the Facebook. So if you neglect to do email, it's like you're missing out on everything, you know?
Why not? I've never been to the Flying Saucer Facebook page.
Yeah? Well, you said Flying Facebook.
Oh, did I really?
The beer is working. Okay. You're drunk typing.
I put flying.
Okay. So along with what you're talking about, you would think that a way to spread the craft beer movement is to reach out to all these people and send out fire sales, special deals about beers, beer dinner, this, that, and the other. And I see a lot of people taking advantage of some of the avenues, but not all of them. Missing out on a bunch of, you know, you can't neglect the...
But I just can't do it all, man. It kills me. It's just too much to keep up with.
I know. And you put out a bunch of stuff. Beer Goddess Flying Saucer. You know what? I think we're finding out there isn't... Oh, I know. Look up Beer Nerd. Beer, K-N-U-R-D. Remember, they like... They for some reason, thought that was funny. It's spelled Beer Nerd, K-N-U-R-D. That's their thing that they've got. Their website is beernerdknurd.com. And looks like, hell, they may not have one.
Surely they got one.
I don't know. I don't know how many Flying Saucers there are.
Oh, there it is.
Did you find it? Beercanard.com. That's just a link to their webpage, like I was talking about. So let's see if they've got... Oh, they got them a blog. No Facebook.
Captain Keith got a blog.
Jeez. Look at that. The Flying Saucer of Texas event. Okay. So we've learned something. You know, we ought to take this on as our personal mission because they have these flying saucers everywhere. It's like, why aren't you doing it the right way? And look, they're filming some stuff. Is mm-hmm. that them? Or is that something that they... Yeah, it looks like mm-hmm. a flying saucer event for August 2010. It's some dude in Texas. Okay, so what this is showing me is Memphis is doing jack shit. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Memphis needs to do more.
Yeah. We have two flying saucers here. It's the only place you can go to get a decent beer because they have a lot.
Avery Cask Ale.
Southern Star Smoked Porter. Dogfish Head Secret
with
Beer.
With Chipotle.
Smoked
Porter with Chipotle? That's probably pretty good.
I think if you pour it into...
You're just having flashbacks from your...
Got my chili beer?
Homebrew.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So let's see. We've covered politics. We've covered internet technology,
Facebook.
Social media, Facebook. We just kind of wandered all over, haven't we?
Beer dinners.
So we need to. We only had two beers.
Yeah.
And I think we got a clear winner.
Yeah, I like the porter.
Yeah.
Or the stout.
The stout. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Nothing, not taking anything away from Sierra Nevada, but for a 30th anniversary with all these highly respected people, I just got to say, what the hell are you thinking?
And can you believe I actually am picking the smoked beer to be my favorite?
Yes. You are not a huge
smoke. That's how my taste buds have changed mm-hmm. over the years.
This is true. This is a good beer, the Sierra Nevada, and truthfully, I would think this is something a lot of bud drinkers would enjoy.
I think bud drinkers could handle this one.
It's not over the top, but I would think, though, for Sierra Nevada, who make one of my all-time favorite go-to beers,
mm-hmm.
can't go wrong with pale ale, they would have done something a little more special.
Do you think this one needs any age on it or something? Or?
Well, is it imperial?
Yeah, it's an imperial.
What's the alcohol on it?
Eight and a half.
No, okay, then that, let me revise my opinion. I wouldn't have think it was that high on alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You don't taste any alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well.
But there's some sort of flavor I'm getting in this one.
Yeah, I know, it's that kind of corn or something, like
it's
that,
kind of
that
a straight, it's kind of a weird flavor. And see,
yeah.
When I did a Belgian ale, I homebrewed a Belgian ale a while back, I had this and it was much more pronounced.
That flavor,
yeah,
that you're talking
the
about,
same one you get out of this one, but it was much more pronounced, and it was just you couldn't get away from it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Age helped it a little bit, but not much.
Well, I don't think we'll solve it tonight. I think we've hit the beer too hard. we're doing Facebook fumbles left and right, and now we're going to solve the social media needs of our hometown. Bar the Flying Saucer.
And if anybody wants to send in donations to help us to make the Great American Beer Festival, you're more than welcome.
Or if you're at the Great American Beer Festival,
mm-hmm.
me looking for Mike and Rick, don't think I'll make it. I'm not going to say totally no, but take a look around. We got big foamy head shirts on. That's how you can tell. All right, let's wind it up. See you next time.
Come back to see us.
Dreamed about a reefer 5 feet long. Mighty immense, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long. If you's a viper, I's the king of everything. I got to be high till I can't swing. Light me a tea and let it be. If you's a viper, now when your throat gets dry, you know you're high. Everything is dandy. Truck on down to the liquor store. Bust your chops on peppermint candy. Then you know your brown body's sin. You don't care if you don't pay no rent. The sky is high and so am I. If you's a viper, yeah. it's dry, you know you're high. Everything is dandy. Truck on down to the liquor store. Fired up, can't take no more. Then you know your brown body's sin. Don't care if you don't pay no rent. The sky is high and so am I. If you use a